welcome to Bangor Community Church Podcast. We pray that you will be blessed today as you hear the Word of God.
I'm going to title it, in fact, I think, Faith Unwrapped a little bit. Not a little bit, but Faith Unwrapped, let's just say. Faith is not a feeling. Faith is not emotion. Faith is God in action through our lives. I'll leave it just like that at the moment. Faith. You know, faith is so important that we need to understand really what it is. We really need to understand. Why is it important? The Bible says that the just, those who are justified, those who are being redeemed, live by it. Now, that's a powerful word there. We live by it. Hallelujah. We don't just live our Christian faith by it. We live by it. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the words that Jesus spoke after the scripture says that Satan has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I'm talking about life, God's type of life, Zoe type of life. That's what God's talking to us about. And when the Bible says that the just shall live by faith, it's not doing what we were doing yesterday or the day before or what we're going to do today, be able to move our arms and our legs. It's not talking about that. It's talking about living a different sort of life. What life can we live differently? It's God's life. It's the way God lives. It's the way Jesus lived when he was on the planet. That's what he's talking about. How do we do that? The Bible says the just live by faith. The only way to live that way is by faith. So it seems to me it's pretty important that we understand what faith is. Scripture says in Hebrews 11, verse 6, it says this, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You know, that word please really means this. Without faith, it's impossible to be in agreement with God. Without faith, you cannot agree with God. And I need to agree with God. I need to be with God. I need to be one with God. You need to be one with God. But without faith, I'm just saying this just to lay a foundation as to how important faith, God's type of faith, is. You know, the church generally has got hold of this word faith, and there's a thousand expressions and beliefs of what that really means. But yet, biblically, there's only one. Faith. And so let's try and unwrap that faith as to what it really looks like if it's operating. What does it look like? I'm going to turn you to Psalms 107. Psalm 107, and we're going to just read one verse. Psalm 107 and verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You know, the psalmist, when he's writing this, he's recording the response that should come out of the hearts of the people who have a God that has continually delivered them from the power of their enemy. And the Old Testament is complete, and the testimony is, and the areas of truth that have been revealed to us by the Word of God as to the time and time again when God came along and delivered his people. And the psalmist has just pulled up short here in this verse, and he's saying, let the redeemed, those who have been delivered from the power of darkness, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom the Lord has delivered or redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And the scripture saying, therefore my total testimony should be all the time, in some shape or form, giving glory to God and confirming that I have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Praise God. Now, how do I do that according to Scripture? Well, the psalmist was led by the Spirit of the Lord to make a statement that read like this: let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say so. That I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Wow, my Lord. Do I just make a broad statement like that? What enemy am I talking about? Well, today I'm talking about one enemy. It's Satan. That same enemy was the one that the children of Israel withstood all the time. Because it was Satan that had moved into the Old Testament and moved into the New Testament too, until he came face to face with Jesus. So we're talking about a faith, it seems, that speaks. That speaks. You know, if you haven't been redeemed from the hand of the enemy, if you're still under the condemnation of sin, if the attacks of the enemy that he has brought into your life through sickness and disease and poverty and fear and so on, if those things are there, then you haven't been redeemed. And how can you say, I've been redeemed? There are so many people walking around waiting for a feeling or waiting for some expression to take place in their life to say, I've been redeemed. Listen, the just walk by faith. Faith. No feeling. Faith. There's only one way that faith can begin to operate in our lives, and it's when we come face to face with this fact that faith is not an emotion. And faith is not a feeling. So it doesn't matter whether I have pain, or it doesn't matter whether I feel good. Faith is a deposit of the living God inside of me that makes me more than a conqueror and one who has triumphed over all things because Jesus Christ is Lord. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has delivered from the power of the enemy. God wants us to say that we're redeemed from everything that the enemy can bring against us. I want to turn you to Romans chapter 10. And just a couple of verses here. Romans 10 and verse 6. But the righteousness of faith speaks. I'm going to leave it there. The righteousness of faith speaks. Wow. In other words, righteousness is God's way. The righteousness of faith, the Bible says, speaks. So God's way of expressing faith is by speaking. He talks. He speaks it out. You know, it's a great passage. Keep your hand in there. Let's turn to Mark. Let's back up to Mark. Mark's gospel. Mark 11. I trust you know it well. If not, become very familiar with it. Mark 11. And verse 22. Jesus answered Peter and he said, have faith in God. Or that's better put, have the faith of God. We've just read in Romans, that the righteousness of faith speaks. Here we have Jesus say, have the faith of God, and that's what we're on this morning. Have God's kind of faith. The righteousness of faith speaks. God's type of faith speaks. That's what we read in Romans 10. When Jesus eventually said in this passage in Mark, have the God kind of faith, it was in response to something awesome that had taken place. Jesus had just come out early in the morning with his disciples, and the Bible says he hungered, he saw a fig tree, and he went over to see if there was figs on it. And when he saw that there were no figs there, he cursed the tree from its roots. He cursed the tree. You know, for a long time, I've read that and read it at different times, and every time, for a long time, I didn't judge the Lord, but why did you do that? Why did you do that tree? To that tree? There was no figs on it. There was no fig, but it wasn't the season. Why did you do that? What justified you cursing that tree till it died up from the roots, withered away? It was only a lot longer later on that I began to understand. What justified him doing that, listen to me now, was you and me. What justified him doing that was you and me. That was just an inanimate object there. That tree was there. And he took hold of that tree and he said to himself, I'm going to give my kids a lesson. It's like Mummy Pussycat, you know, when she has her kittens and she starts to see that her little kittens are running around, but she noticed one day a little mouse came out and her kittens run away from it. Are you hearing me? Her kittens run away from a mouse. And she says to herself, this is not how it should be. So she went over and this is Mommy Pussycat. She went over and she got that mouse and she, you've heard me say, she flicked it in the air. When it came down, she got one of her back legs and she caught it and she flicked it back up in the air. As it came down, she caught her on her other leg. She kicked it up in the air. Giving her kid is a spectacle as to the relationship that should really exist between the mouse and the pussycat. You understand? And she demonstrated that until now her kittens were getting so bold and brave and they knew now what to do with Mr. Mouse or Mrs. Mouse when they came along next time. I'm the cat, you're the mouse. And I believe that's what Jesus did here. He took the tree. When it didn't have fruit, he said, this is an opportunity for me. And he cursed it from its roots. And just... let me read out so we stay on target here. He said in verse 14, he says, let no one eat fruit from you ever again. And his disciples heard it. Let no one eat fruit from you ever again. That means that tree was going to become barren. Let no one eat fruit of you ever again. What was he doing? He was speaking to this tree. He was speaking to this tree and he was out to demonstrate to you and I the authority of faith. But a faith that is a faith and God's faith. And God's faith is a spoken faith. So he spoke just words to this inanimate tree, but it was a tree. It wasn't anything insignificant. It was a tree. He just spoke to the tree in the hearing of his disciples and walked his way. And they followed him. But when they were coming back that evening, they passed by and they saw that the fig tree had withered up from the root upwards. And they said, wow, let's read it together, what they said. They said, more than wow. Now in the morning, as they passed, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots, and Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to them, Have faith in God, or have the faith of God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says, here we are again speaking, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whoever will say to this mountain, Be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things that he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive, and you shall have them. Faith speaks. God's faith speaks. It doesn't just speak into the air. God's faith addresses, it speaks to the problem. And Jesus went out of his way to demonstrate to us the faith of God. He didn't only demonstrate to us through the fig tree, but when the disciples asked him about it, he says, have the faith of God. Romans records that we are to have the righteousness, or God's type of faith. And he said, the righteousness of faith in Romans 10:6 says, the righteousness of faith speaks. Hallelujah. And if you read down in Romans 10, you'll continue to see what that really implies for us. So as we begin to unwrap faith, I want to stay this morning on one major area. It's perhaps the most important area. It's this: faith, God's faith, is only faith when it speaks. Faith, God's faith speaks. I'm not going to can't hang that there and just leave it hanging there. God's faith speaks into whatever circumstance it needs to be spoken to. Now, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I started to say, if you're not redeemed, you can't say so, can you? If you don't believe that God has redeemed you from the snare of the devil, if you don't believe that God in Christ Jesus has delivered you, as the Bible says in Colossians 1, from the power of darkness, you can't say it, can you? Now, that person might be a person who doesn't believe that because they've never trusted in God. You've never placed your trust in the Lord. You've never invited him into your heart as your Savior. It may be somebody that has done that. Asked him into their heart as a Savior, but they really don't know what they've done. And they don't know what Jesus has done, and therefore they don't say what he's done. He has redeemed them from the hand of the enemy, from the snare of the fowler. Hallelujah. So faith operates to glorify God and to bear witness to what he has done for those that believe. He has delivered me from hell. Praise God. I'm saying it today. I said something like that in a service yesterday. And I just happened to be, well, I talked to a number of different ones, but I spoke to one prominent gentleman there. And said, have you ever given any thought to spiritual things? And he says, no. And he said, I have no time for these people that, what was his words, that talk that way, that believe that there's a God, and they assume that they have the right to go around talking this way. And he said, you said it this morning, and I forget what I'd said, but he referred to me as saying this thing. And so then we had a great conversation, and we're going to get coffee. You know that. We're going to get coffee. There's a new nods. So there are Christians that say they believe, but don't believe, and therefore cannot say. I want to tell you, I have been redeemed from the snare of the devil. I have been delivered from the power of Satan. Satan has come to kill, steal, and destroy.
Satan is not and cannot kill me, he cannot steal from me, and he cannot destroy me. Why? Because I have faith that speaks. Now what do I say? Now, devil, you can't do that to me. That's not what I'm going to say to him. I'm going to say, devil, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, for I have been delivered from the power of your evil. I have been delivered from sickness. I have been delivered from fear. I have been delivered from poverty. Oh, I have peace and joy. I declare what Jesus Christ has done for me. Faith speaks. What does it do? Faith speaks this word. That's why you've got to know the word. You've got to know the word. You've got to know what he has done for you. You've got to know what was nailed to that cross when Jesus Christ was nailed to it. It wasn't just the person of my Lord Jesus Christ. It was every sin. It was every evil that Satan represented. Glory to God. Jesus triumphed over sin, over death, and over hell itself. Glory to God. It has no power over the redeemed. But the redeemed of the Lord, day by day. I don't walk around saying, praise God, I'm delivered, praise God, I'm delivered, praise God, I'm delivered. I praise God for who he is. I magnify the Lord. I worship God. I thank him and I acknowledge the presence and person of the Holy Spirit in my life. I don't combat the devil. I just praise and worship God. But when the devil engages me, that's when I engage him. And how do I engage him? I declare this word to him. My faith speaks. Praise God. Sickness and disease? Some people think, never happens to me. It just, I'm just one of those healthy sort of people. Well, praise God, I am. I'm healthy because God made me healthy, and I'm going to stay healthy whether the enemy wants to come along and stick his stuff on me or not. If he starts to, then he hears from me. What does he hear from me? He hears from me that the stripes of Jesus that were placed upon the back of my Savior was not in vain when it comes to John Nabby. By those stripes I was healed. Therefore today and every day I am healed. Glory to God. And it's the same with poverty. It's the same, whatever it is. Fear? How can fear touch you and me? There is no fear in love. Glory to God. And God loves me and I love him and there is no fear. There is no fear. God's love lives inside of me. I'm born again. The Spirit of the Lord possesses me in you. So I don't walk around it as a sinner saved by grace, who's now as a Christian. I walk about a time bomb waiting to go off any time the enemy comes along. The Word of God. I say so. I say so. You've got to say so. You've got to learn to say so all the time. Speaking and operating and functioning just like that. You know, you've got to learn to use your faith on purpose, church. On purpose. You get up in the morning and you raise your hands to God and say, I'm the redeemed of the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You've got to determine to use your faith deliberately. And then when an attack comes, like a physical attack or a spiritual fear that grabs your mind and grabs you completely and you almost paralyzes you and you're inactive and I can't touch that, I could not do that. You just turn around, take hold of the Word of God and you declare it. You speak it out. You speak it out to the devil or the circumstance, you just tell it to go, but you just declare who you are. I am the redeemed of the Lord. And then I'll apply the scripture that I need to them. That's faith unwrapped. Now you've got to apply your faith. You've got to learn to discipline the usage of your faith. Do it on purpose. What's the purpose? What's the expression there? I've shared it many times. I'm not sharing this morning because we haven't done it before or in some shape or form. I'm sharing this morning because God, by His Spirit, purposely told me to do it. We fall back into our old ways so easily. unless you and I live in this word and apply it to our daily living, we're gonna be stepping backwards and forwards all the while. I'm sharing this because God instructed me. We live in the most evil days yet. Evil days yet. I just went to bed to lie down. My wife was boogieing somewhere, I suppose. I don't know. I thought, I'll just listen to the news. Well, I missed it, and a program which you call the Moral Maze came on. Don't know whether you've heard that or whatever, but they number of clever people talk about moral issues, and they were talking about the intelligence of robots and things, and that's big business today. And I started to hear him talk about all of this stuff, and you know, it'd make you sick if you listen to it. And some of the mindsets that these professors and these leaders that are leading our country in these areas, and they're taking us into these areas, do you know, they are bound. They've set their minds. They're already well down the road of serving us as a society by and with and through robots. And we're on the other side of the coin. We have a whole other bunch of people who are trying to tell us that we are not human beings. Now you marry that with our human beings is you're not really a boy, a man. You're not a woman. You can be either. You can just choose what you want to be. You can just work on that. And they are now teaching that to children at the age of 2 upwards, that you can genderize yourself when the time comes when you want to. And alongside that, we have this artificial intelligence that's coming along, and they're starting to write the programs by which we live. They're already in some short measure. I heard. I switched it off after about 10 minutes. And I start lying there talking in tongues. Wow. That's the evil I'm talking about. The evil that's creeping along, and the majority of people have no idea. I'm not talking about, there's another evil too. It's that evil that's going around and doing horrible things to people in all manner of ways. That's the demonic activity that's crippling lives, crippling families, ruining marriages and so on. But I'm talking about this sneaky one as well. And you know, we're handing our lives over to be run by robots and such like, instead of handing our lives over to a living God that created us. I want to tell you, family, we've got to start to use our faith. We've got to speak. You know, Jesus deliberately did that. He wanted us to know that we could talk to a tree and it could die. You can talk to your circumstance and it will stop. Do you understand that? We've got to speak what? The Word of God to it. Whatever God says is supreme. There is no power, there is no majesty that compares with the majesty and the power and the authority of the living God. He created the heavens and the earth. All things were made by Him, and there was nothing made that He did not make. The Bible says in Hebrews, He spoke out the words and He framed the worlds with the words of His mouth. Say so. How did all this come into being? Words. 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 God believed and He spoke. Glory to God. Are we unwrapping faith a bit? Faith speaks. Faith speaks. What does it speak? What you feel? Not at all. You've got to speak what God says. Hallelujah. What is it? Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Faith speaks. They will never die. Those words that you speak will penetrate the issue and the problem as long as it takes to destroy the issue. Just continue speaking at it. Don't just say, oh, well, I got to... You know, we determined. The time came when we were a little bit younger, And we got a letter one day and says, it's about time that you should have a flu bug, a flu jab. Yeah? Flu jab. Oh, flu jab. What's a flu jab for? Oh, flu jab is to make sure you don't get flu. Oh, what do you want a flu jab for? We won't get flu anyway. Is that right? We are not going to. What do you mean? We're kept by the power of God. Do you say that? Do you say that? Do you say it each day? I'm kept by the power of God. Hallelujah. So we said from that day, we said then, no, we don't want one. And we get it every year. They send it every year. So we just bin it. We're kept by that. We have people come along. Okay, like that bug, the flu's on, kept the flu. The flu's going around. Oh, I'm going to get it. Flu bug is not going to touch us. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are kept by the power of God. The angel of the Lord of hosts is encamped around about us to keep us and to deliver us. Oh, my Lord. And you think we're going to get the flu bug? They're looking at me, some of you, with that funny sort of face, that sort of Irish face that says, are you all there? Yeah. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through it. I'm passing through it with the anointing of God on me and the love and power of God in me. Glory to God. I'm not who I was. I'm a new creation. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord. What's that? Let the redeemed of the Lord say it. When you get a problem, if you don't know where this says in the scriptures what God's done with that thing, ask somebody. Come and ask me if you don't. And then start talking to it like Jesus spoke to that tree. And when they came back, he wanted it. He deliberately, they looked up and they saw it had died not from the top down. It had died from the root upwards. Glory to God. I want to tell you, his words went to the very heart of the matter. And that fig tree was dead. He was doing that for you and me. He was doing that for you and I, that you can start to learn. You can talk God's words to whatever needs to hear it. Whatever needs to hear it. Don't walk around saying, oh, woe is me. Oh, woe is me. Oh, my, woe is me. Fear is of the devil. Fear is of the devil. And he paralyzes too many Christians with fear. He has not given us a spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 2:7. 1:7. He has not given us a spirit of fear. Notice it. The spirit of fear. You know where it comes from. There's another spirit. It's the wrong spirit. We're not interested in that spirit. He hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but he has given us the spirit. Now this is a better one. Of power and of love. Oh, you now know where that's come from. And of a sound mind. Glory to God. Now, when those fearful thoughts come into your head, that's the time to let your faith in action. How does your faith work? You speak. You speak. What do you speak? You speak what God says. So now you start speaking and saying, I haven't got the spirit of fear, but I've got the spirit of power and the spirit of love and the spirit of a sound mind. Glory to God. I can do all things through Christ. Is that what the Bible says? I can do all things through Christ. Who strengthens me? Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Faith. Faith is powerful. Faith is toxic. But you've got to use it. Faith is not a feeling. Faith is not an emotion. Faith is this word of God in your mouth and in your heart. Hallelujah. Got to be in your heart, then it comes out of your mouth. Glory to God. So purpose to use your faith deliberately. Where does faith start? Where does faith start? Faith starts the minute you believe God. Just you believe God. In other words, I believe God is. Yes. I believe God. I don't know everything, but I believe God is. I can't explain so much of this, but I believe God. Someone comes along to you and says, "Do you believe God? Do you believe there's a God?" "Yes, I do." That's where your belief is. It starts with belief. It starts with belief. Faith is a belief. Faith in God is a belief. You believe in God? Yes. And then you've got belief. Now watch this. You've got belief. You cannot operate faith if you haven't got it. But once you have faith, once you believe God, you've got faith. Now what we have to do is what does faith look like? Well, I'll tell you. Faith, once you believe, the next thing is to think it. Think it. Speak it. And have the body language to line up with what you are thinking and speaking. Is that okay? You have to do that on purpose. You can't just speak to the fig tree and come back next day and it's not dead, so you think it's not going to die and faith doesn't work. You've got to think it, you've got to speak it, and you've got to act like it. In other words, fig tree's dead. Fig tree's dead. Issue's over. Issue's over. Though it tarry, wait for it. It shall surely be demonstrated. Glory to God. That's what the Bible says. Faith. And so we need to set ourselves to be able to apply ourselves to faith. Matthew 4:4, Jesus had just come out of the wilderness, having been fasting 40 days and 40 nights, and he was hungry. And the devil came to him, seeking to destroy him, and he said, "Command that these stones be made bread that you will eat." Jesus turned around to him, and you know what he said? He said, "Man doesn't live by bread only, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." That's where our faith comes from. Our faith, I think I want to turn there, Matthew 4:4. Well, let me just leave because time's gone. Faith, man doesn't live. Again, he's talking the same language that Jesus spoke of in a different place. Faith is important to us because only by faith in God can we live the life of God. Faith. Faith doesn't just come out of a feeling. Faith comes out of the truth of this word. Faith is this word in action, demonstrated to us. I don't want to turn you to Luke's gospel. My time's gone. Turn with me to Luke. Luke chapter 6 and verse 45. Yes, a good man. Are you there? A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Let's look at that again. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart. Remember, with the heart, you believe. So therefore, if you don't believe, with your heart, you don't believe. Is that okay? So with the heart you believe, or you don't believe. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil, for out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. You see, the words of your mouth are connected to what you believe. So if in your heart there's an evil heart of unbelief, what comes out of your mouth is really, whether you're a Christian or not, what you really believe in your heart. So the words of your mouth are connected to your heart and therefore what you believe. Because with the heart, man believes, or with the heart, man doesn't believe. And so you can find out whether there is faith in your heart or not. Because what do you say when sickness comes? What do you say when poverty comes? What do you say when fear comes? If you don't believe God, you're going to respond with fear. Because God hasn't given us, the believers, a spirit of fear, but of power, and of a sound mind. So I mustn't leave you there. I've shared this many times, but let me turn you to a very powerful scripture. It is for me, and it's certainly in keeping with where we go, and we'll close. 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 13. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe, and therefore I spoke. We also, therefore, speak. Okay? In other words, what's Paul saying here, we having the same spirit of faith, that same spirit of faith that God has. That's what Jesus said to the disciples in Mark 11. Have the faith of God. We have that same faith. God has given us the same faith that He has, and we therefore, having the same spirit of faith that He has, therefore, what we believe, we speak. The emphasis the whole morning has been simply this. Faith says what God says. Not what circumstances say. Not what the devil whispers in your ear. Faith says what God says. And if the voice says, or the circumstance says anything other than what God says, then it's not of God. And therefore you come against that with what God has said. With the same authority, Jesus spoke to the tree, spoke to the issue. Hallelujah. I'd like to have gone on. I'm well past the time. Did you get anything? It doesn't matter what the circumstance is, the principle remains the same. If it is not of God, if it comes under any one of these three headings, death, destruction, or theft, if it be anything being stolen from you, your health, your money, whatever, any one of these, you can bring the word of God about it. Faith talks against that in Jesus' name. Because Christ came and delivered us from it all. Gave us power. Hallelujah. Oh, we'll start again. I'm going to quote it anyway, but I'll try not to go on from there. God has given us, He has given us power over all. Over. No, let him hear it. Over all the power of the devil. Glory to God.
Thank you for joining us. We look to God that He will direct your steps in blessings through this week. For more information, visit us at bangercommunitychurch.co.uk or find us on Facebook.